This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
1.
100
word stories. Hello and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon, and if you couldn't tell already, I have a nasty cold. But thanks to the miracle of modern science and gallons of 100% fresh and pure orange juice, I'm going to tough it out. Now, normally I read a 100 word story on this podcast, or one of the irregular contributors posts one up. Metamucil helps, you know. But it's Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge. The weekly challenge is where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. Can you believe that this is the 14th one? It was only yesterday when... Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now the weekly challenge is here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Whatever. Now, most people read their own stories, but others, well, I've heard of gerbil fetishes, but apparently there's one involving condenser microphones and KYJ... Ugh. This isn't an explicit podcast, so look it up yourself on WebMD or something. Maybe that slut soccer girl will demonstrate it next week. Here, we're all about stories. And the topic this week was a story about heat. In Spanish, that's caliente. How many stories did we have this week? Well, let me just click around here and, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. What's Spanish for eight? Ocho? Okay. Ocho, muy bueno. Who goes first? Well, let's check the tally of votes on the site. Well, at least it's not a four-way tie this week. It's just a two-way tie. We're getting better. Caleb of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast and Ellison from Blogged Allison and Irregular here. Good work. Great. Both of you... job well done. Now I'm going to play both of your pieces at the same time. Just kidding. I need a coin to flip. Well, how about I just flip the midget?
Whee!
No, don't hit the... Oh. Well, at least he landed on his head, so that means Ellison goes first. Take it away, Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison, bringing you another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of the 14th weekly challenge at the 100-word stories podcast is heat, and so I bring you Prickly Heat, a 100-word poem. Hermione and Henry were indiscreet. It's because they suffered from prickly heat. They would do it in the woods or in the street, inspired by that devilish prickly heat. Afternoon delight was a daily treat, for which they were grateful for their prickly heat. They had the motion, they had the meat, with propulsion provided by prickly heat. They'd finish scruffy, though they started neat, a consequence of dealing with prickly heat. They got a wedding license at the county seat, driven by desire and prickly heat. They were horny hedgehogs with quills replete. Hermione and Henry had prickly heat. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah, the thing's on. Oh, that was Ellison. Okay, now let's hear from the other winner, Caleb, from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Oh, man. Told you I had a cold.
Hey, my name is Caleb, and I got a 100-word story for you. It's called Jada. Jada was the hottest girl we had, and the coolest too. One day the heat come down, and fixed me with a cold stare, asking me if I knew anything about some hot ice that might be cooling off in the vicinity. Well, I tried to play it cool, but still, I kept my hand on my heater just in case. Then Jada came down looking just as cool as can be. Got that heat onto her and off of me. Later when that ice cooled off, Jada got the heat to take some and keep it cool. Real cool.
You know, a little heat might help clear this sinus blockage up. Oh, man. Whew, this sucks. Oh, no, no, not that story. Just this cold. Anyway, that's the winners. It's time for the rookies this week, and we have two of them. The first rookie is by, and let's see if I'm pronouncing this right. Not that you can hear it with my blocked up nose. Liana. That's L-A-I-E-A-N-N-A. That's how I'm going to put it in the poll on the site. So, well, it just goes to show that it helps to record your own piece with your name in it so that it gets pronounced right. Wake up, midget. Get out of that pile. You've got a story to read. Liana's story is read by the midget.
Wretched, she grumbled, shifting in her seat to let the fire soar up on her right. Her ragged sleeve burst into a collection of dancing flames until she squelched them with her palm. She brushed much of the ash from her hand, then streaked her sweaty brow with the remains. Scuttling noises escaped her teeth as the roaches and spiders tried to save their own lives. She flicked each one into the primary source of heat, engulfing the stifling room. "They think they've won," she hissed. "Children who eat my home, but others will come for those tender, fat siblings."
Oh, thank you, midget. Oh, man, I should just let you do it and have a heat pack or a humidifier or a dehumidifier going. Or do you starve a cold or feed a fever? Or I just feed everything, but, you know, I guess that's why I need new pants. The next rookie here is Kay Payne, and they've recorded their own story, so I'm going to go get some more orange juice while you listen to this story here.
Heat. The morning was cool and gray when he dropped her off on the empty beach. She had worn that sweater since November broke her heart, but this was April. As the sun climbed, the black wool was offered to the breeze. "Won't be needing that." She climbed off the big gray rock, shoes, socks, went to the sea. She ran parallel to the shore, offering more clothing to whatever entity would accept. A skip, two skips, her feet missing the earth, she took flight. Her entire body warmed by the sun. She flew up to kiss his face.
Thank you, Kay Payne, and welcome to the club, if there was a club. Maybe you ought to set up a club, you know, little membership tags and all that kind of thing. Never mind. The first up to bat of the regulars here is my old chum, Andrew Ian Dodge. You can check out his stuff on Dodging Reality and Dodge Blogium and his band Growing Old Disgracefully. They've burned an LP recently. And now, he's got a story for you.
Underground, the heat of the Earth's core can be felt easier than on top. No more so than several hundred feet down in an ancient tunnel made by something many millennia ago. Galad was standing there sweating, not from the heat, but from the anticipation of seeing his contact. Galad had been using the beast for many years, aiding his building projects. The meeting place this time was right near the channel tunnel, a ready source for food. Galad easily bribed certain French officials into letting a group of illegals onto a freight train for its feeding demands. Quite easy.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge, folks, and that kind of reminds me of an old Tom Waits song, Underground. Now we've got Marcus T. He's gotten over the little accident I had a week or two ago, and I've fixed the spam filters. So this story got through, and let's take a gander at it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Marcus T. I own and operate The First Leave It to Beaver website at www.litb.com. Come take a look. My story today is called Heat to Beat the Band. As I woke this morning, the heat in my room had increased to the point where I could hardly breathe. I got up and staggered into the front room. My wife said, "Sure is hot." I agreed and got a glass of ice water. Boy, it sure tasted good. I sat down on the rocking chair and fell asleep. Later, I woke up and staggered back to the bedroom. The fan was on, but it offered no comfort. I sat there on the bed and contemplated the day, and suddenly I realized that this must be the 100th word.
I recognize that tune. Anybody else recognize it? Put your guesses in the comments. And now the return of B. But just B's writing. You know, B not recording it. So here you go, midget. Another one for you.
Fran wiped the sweat from her forehead for the umpteenth time that day. The heat was too much to bear, and despite having the air conditioning on and set to a comfortable 76 degrees, the house wouldn't cool below 95. 100-year-old houses didn't have insulation. Relief was coming, though, and she was ready. Tarps were laid around her bed in preparation for the delivery, and she would be getting a good night's sleep tonight. As she drifted off, Fran seemed to remember that there was something dangerous about dry ice. Oh well, she'd worry about that tomorrow.
Welcome back, B. I hope you can stay. And now, it's off to the collective with Colec. Oh, this one's gonna be good.
Hi, Colec here, with another 100-word story. This time, it's Heat of Battle. Thrasher grunted as he carried the enemy's priceless item back to headquarters. The battle was stalemated, but his cargo would give his side a decisive advantage. However, the enemy was turning up the heat. Bullets and explosives were splashing all around him. All his escorts died in the metal hailstorm, and his heavy package left him defenseless. Finally, he saw death approach as a flamethrower was aimed at him. What a bad way to go, he thought before combusting.
You drop a flag!
Thrasher yet again swore at his arch-nemesis, Reaver 28, and waited to respond into the online war zone.
Has everyone noticed that more people are adding musical backgrounds to their stories? I think that's kind of cool. Thank you, Colec. Finally, it just wouldn't be a weekly challenge without a little something from our friend,
Planet Z.
This is usually when people hit the stop button and move on to the NPR stuff.
When it comes to ice sculptors, nobody compares the greatness of Kelvin. Swooping waves, forests of spikes. His gallery is inspiration itself, frozen solid. Just like his studio, galleries must offer stable sub-zero conditions. Also, patrons have to wear heat sinks and thermal suits to prevent their body heat from destroying his masterpieces. Accidents still happen, though. Last year, a famous critic let her face mask slip. Her sigh of delight turned a snowflake lace tablecloth into a puddle. She was inconsolable at the damage she caused, a nervous, crying wreck. Kelvin made a magnificent chandelier from her frozen tears.
Oh! Ah, there you have it. We made it. I have a temperature of 112, my lungs are packed solid with ooze, my skin is slicker than Kenley's defense team, I can't see my hand in front of my face, and yet, we made it. 9 stories about heat. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. Thank you, all of you. I'm going to post the theme of next week's weekly challenge right up here in a bit. But until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.com. isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite. And please, vote. No more ties. Come on. You know, there's more to do at that archive site. Why is it called the archive site? Well, there's archives of 100-word stories up there. Over 700 to choose from. And all of the past weekly challenges. There's plenty of subscription options, too, so you can put this in your iPod or on your computer or whatever. And you can rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, write a review in iTunes. Hey, let me just read out all the fans from the Podcast Pickle. Dave from Israelicore, Carol from Israelisms, The Schwagcast, The Twistcast, The Monkey Box, they're brand new, listen to all of them, they're pretty good, Will from Smart Bomb Radio, Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club, Andrew Ian